From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A controversial immigration law in Arizona and a bloody war on the drug cartels both dominated the conversation today during Mexican President Felipe Calderón's visit to the White House. Tonight, Calderón is being treated to a White House dinner, and tomorrow he addresses a joint meeting of Congress. In a moment, we'll hear more about that war that the Mexican government is waging against the drug cartels. But first, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on Calderón's meeting with President Obama.
Formal state visits are rare in Mr. Obama's White House, but the president pulled out all the stops for his Mexican counterpart today. Top U.S. cabinet officials and schoolchildren were on hand for a traditional arrival ceremony. President Obama called it a sign of a new era of cooperation.
Your visit speaks to a truth of our time in North America and the world. In the 21st century, we are defined not by our borders, but by our bonds. So I say to you and to the Mexican people, let us stand together. Let us face the future together. Let us work together. Trabajemos juntos.
Much of the talk, though, was about the border, how to modernize it and stem the southbound flow of money and guns and the northbound flow of drugs. Felipe Calderón also brought up a controversial immigration law in Arizona, which he said, through an interpreter, could lead to discrimination.
We will retain our firm rejection to criminalize migration, and we oppose firmly the SB 1070 Arizona law, given in fair principles that are partial and discriminatory.
Calderón's government recently issued a travel warning for Arizona out of concerns that Mexicans would be harassed. The law would give police broad authority to detain anyone suspected of being in the country illegally. President Obama described it as a misdirected expression of the frustration many Americans have about the broken U.S. immigration system. He says the Justice Department will report on the Arizona law soon.
We're examining any implications, especially for civil rights, because in the United States of America, no law-abiding person, be they an American citizen, a legal immigrant, or a visitor or tourist from Mexico, should ever be subject to suspicion simply because of what they look like.
The president again called for comprehensive immigration reform, but he acknowledged the political challenges he faces in Washington.
I don't have 60 votes in the Senate. I've got to have some support from Republicans.
As for the drug war, President Obama said Mexico can count on U.S. help. President Calderón is facing a lot of criticism at home for the way he's waging the war on cartels and the high death toll of civilians caught in the crossfire. Still, President Obama stood firmly with the Mexican president.
I greatly admire his courage, his dedication, his tenacity in trying to deal with the drug traffickers and cartels that have created such a public safety crisis in many communities within Mexico.
The United States provides training and equipment for Mexican security forces under a multi-year $1.3 billion aid program. President Obama says the U.S. has an obligation as well to try to drive down the demand for drugs in the United States. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.